Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like John Wick,
yeah.
Who in the first John Wick movie
when he
says,
comes back, is established.
No,
Keanu
says,
Reeves and John Wick.
Yeah, you could say I'm back. Is the defense back?
Which John Wick does he ride a pony through the streets with?
Yes.
Yes, all of them. that's half the movies. Okay. I haven't seen it. I've basically seen it.
I tapped out after the first one. I've heard there are other ones, though. And mother ones, too.
Now, who are you asking if they're back or not?
The defense.
Defense never left.
Did you see week
defense,
one?
Defense never left.
Which one of the C.D. Lamb wide open plays or Brandon Cooks into the end zone plays? Yeah, listen, I'm all here for saying that the offense was
putrid. We had a return that inflated the offensive points for the Cowboys. I'll say that.
Did they or did they not give up 30-plus points at home in week one?
Again, because of a return, the numbers get skewed at the end of the day.
Okay, is that the kind of defensive performance? Was that a good defensive performance against Dallas?
It was fine.
Pat!
Jacksonville was dominant.
Did we get...
Jacksonville was dominant.
Just real quick
one week, we're just done with the defense to have them come back?
No, because remember, it was also the playoff game. There was also, within the final six or seven games last year, it was the Denver and LA games.
I think the sad part about the defense in week one was that they'd been so awesome at home, where they'd allowed 10 points a game last year, only had one home loss last year, and that's where it looked maybe not the greatest.
So
that was the sad part. Now, we talked about the home-road splits. On the road is where they allowed 30 points a game last year. They were dominant against Jacksonville yesterday.
I will say I thought it was a really good performance. I still don't think it was their best. They gave up some chunk
Trevor
yardage.
16 passing yards at the half.
Yeah, and what did he do in the second half?
He couldn't have looked worse in the first half of play.
There's a part of that second half he couldn't look better.
He had one really nice deep ball that accounted for a third of his passing yards in the day.
Okay. I mean, listen, I just think...
That was a nice deep ball.
You didn't get the consistent... Well, okay, you didn't get home as much as we're used to. So that's one area they can get better. They said there was the Brian Thomas over-the-top catch, which can't happen because those are the kind of things that allow Jacksonville back in the game. So I'm here to tell you, like, it was a much better performance. They deserve a lion's share of the credit. That's still not the best they can play.
I got so much confidence that the Giants aren't going to put up a lot of points, like any
That's
points.
Lowest bar in history.
Fine. Defense
against,
was great.
Against Daniel Jones.
How about the fact that the red zone last year sucked for the Browns? And then yesterday, they allowed one touchdown in the four red zone trips to Jacksonville. And Jacksonville had a 2nd and 5 from the 14 and didn't even get any points out of that because Myles Garrett ended up with the big-time third down sack, and it just put him way out of position.
Can we agree?
Dominating.
All right. Remember earlier on the show when I was like, that was a good performance by Deshaun. It's still not where the bar is for him. Big picture. Can we do the same with the defense? That was a really that was a great performance by them.
I think you're underselling yourself on how great that defense was yesterday, in my opinion. Yeah, obviously you have the right to. Your show, your dime, your dance for you, do whatever you want, but I'm telling you, that was a number one defense that you watched yesterday. That gave me belief that they'd wiped away what happened in the Texans game and the latter part of last season. Now, there was a long stretch of this game where Denzel Ward was in, Denzel Ward was out. We obviously had the Myles Garrett injury that people talked about after the game for a little bit as well. There was a lot to that game, but you can make an argument with their two best players having moments. That was pretty great.
I think they were aided by the fact... Well, okay, this is a catch-22. I think they were aided by the fact that they weren't on the field a lot in the first half, and I think... What concerned me in the second half, and this again, this is not to say that the defense is bub-kissed. This was a really, really good performance. I know they can still do better than this. One, Trevor Lawrence is better than Daniel Jones. He's not as good as Dak Prescott. Two, on the outside, and I know the general critique of the wide nine, on the outside, when Etienne was able to bounce it outside, he got some chunk yardage there a couple times. Those are the things you got to clean up. And I'll still go back to it. Like, Miles had the big sack early in the game. Alex Wright had the safety late in the game. You got close a couple times.
You got the big third down sack.
I think against better quarterbacks, you need to get home even more than that.
Your standards are higher than mine, then.
I think that's, well, are your standards, standards not through
overall,
the roof?
My standards overall are really high, and I thought my standards for the defense were really high. I just don't know how you play a better defensive game than what they did. Trevor Lawrence was trash yesterday, and you can make an argument he's been trash for a while. That's fine. I'll say it. I mean, he hasn't won an actual game now in six starts that he's had now. I think we're at six. I saw yesterday it hadn't been since Thanksgiving of last year that he's won a game. It's not a real problem, but you allowed 13 points in total. Again, 16 passing yards for the half, the first half for Trevor Lawrence. You can put up his second half numbers if you want, but I didn't see many cracks there. I didn't.
I just think I agree with Jonathan to an extent. I think where some people's standards for the defense have been blown out, like just because they had a success last year, they think they're going to take another step in terms of dominance. Like, this isn't Ohio State versus the MAC right now. Like, you're facing NFL quarterbacks. Like, I think holding a team under 300 yards is a pretty good day.
I think
4 sacks, 7 pressures, or 7 quarterback hits.
I mean, an offense that a week before scored 17 points against a bad Miami defense.
So who do you think the best defense in the NFL going into the season are?
I mean, that's
outside of the Browns.
I mean, Baltimore's up there.
Okay, well, Baltimore lost to the Oakland Raiders yesterday and gave up 23 or 26 points, whatever.
Well, okay, so, but my point is, this isn't about them. This is about us.
I get that, but like, I think the Browns giving up 13 points to Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars on the road in that situation when it was a do-or-die game for him, basically, I think that's a pretty good defensive performance.
So when are we allowed to pick apart performances? I think it was a tale of two halves. I think they were lights-out dominant in the first half, and I think they let some plays go that can kill games if you continue to do stuff like that. Like, I think through four quarters, I was looking for consistency yesterday and didn't get it. I don't think they were awful. But I like, how much of this is based off the fact that they let up more chunk yardage plays against Dallas? Because I saw a lot of areas to get better from week two. And again, I don't need the best defense possible. But there's another level to what we saw yesterday that I think involves like finishing off a team. I think part of the Browns not finishing off games, I think some of that is just really hard to do in the NFL. Some of that is Kevin Stefanski's coaching philosophy. I think the defense was part of that last year, including being dominant in one half and then disappearing. Now, I don't say disappearing is heavy-handed, but that was the consistency issue.
I just looked at it like you allowed 10 points in total in the second half, and if you want to go to the second half, that's fine, but you allowed 10 total points in the second half, and at no point was I scared that Trevor Lawrence was going to be able to move the ball. At no point was I like flinching and worried that the Browns were going to really cough that game up. I wasn't there.
You weren't a little worried that they were going to lose that game?
No. No, I wasn't.
It was in what? Within a field goal?
Well, you can make an argument it was within a final Hail Mary if you want to really get down to the brass tacks on it.
So that part I wasn't. But when they got the ball back, even when Jacksonville got the ball back in, let's say, awful position for them.
Like when Jacksonville, sorry to cut you off there. Okay. When Jacksonville was on the 4th and goal from the 7 and decided to take the field goal instead of going for it, that right there, I think Doug Peterson was telling you, in and of itself, like I don't trust my offense to get 7 yards to take the lead in that moment. That to me, that's a tip of the cap to the Browns defense in that moment.
So it's not to say that the defense was bad, but I think if we're putting pauses on it's just one game or it's just one half, I think we got to be there with the defense. I really do. They were the better of the two or the better of the three facets of the game, but especially like,
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not as if the offense just let that game get away by themselves. Or sorry, it's not as if the offense is the only reason Jacksonville got back in the game. The Browns' offense isn't.
You lost me there.
I know it wasn't the best wording of things.
Okay, that's fine.
The Browns' offense isn't the only reason Jacksonville got back in that game. The offense clamming up, and they did, and the drops and the penalties and everything. I will also say, we've made a lot about the penalties on the offensive side of the ball. I'd like to see those on the defensive side of the ball as well. Cleared up, specifically offside penalties.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get down to it, was it a straight up perfect game from the defense? No, but it was about as good of a game as I can expect from them.
By the way,
it's very good.
So somebody on Twitter saying, don't argue with me. I'm the biggest homer. The defense was excellent and Watson was barely average. What does that have to do with me being a homer? If I was a homer, wouldn't I tell you it was the greatest defensive performance I ever saw?
Are they saying you said that?
I think he was saying don't argue with me because I'm a homer, and then I'm the one expecting more out of the defense.
Yeah, no, I'm being the homer in this equation.
Yeah, how dare you?
I clearly am being the homer in this equation.
You're
the one dogging a defense that allowed 13 points.
This is a no spin zone.
I'm actually really impressed. This is the route you took because this is the least expected route.
So no,
let's put it that way.
So I'm not dogging the defense. I simply asked, do you think they're back? And I think through 2 weeks.
It's a bold take. I like the take just because it's outside the box. It's different, but like I didn't note that yesterday. I think to myself, man, I was clamming up to see more from the defense. Like I need more. I'm going to be really watching in the next couple games to see if they can play a complete game type thing. That wasn't my thought process at all. And maybe I'm just too hyper focused on the offense, but I just didn't have that at all. I thought to myself, they're awesome. Giants are in for real trouble next week, and it made me feel really good about some of the other games after that, including the Commanders.
I think the most impressive thing the defense did yesterday, because the defense is a vibes-based situation. I thought when there were no vibes, when Jacksonville had opened up some momentum, their ability to get the stop on what was the third, right before the field goal that you mentioned, and then the safety, I thought those were the two most impressive plays because they didn't have momentum on their side.
Is Jacksonville a good enough offensive team for me to be celebrating the defense the way that I'm trying to?
I don't think so.
And that might be the problem.
I think ETN's really good, but Brian Thomas is just a big play machine, and Trevor Lawrence sucks.
But that might be where some of our impasse is that I'm still rating Jacksonville like a higher up, better offense than maybe you are right now, which I think you're going to be right in the long term on that because first couple games haven't looked great. And if you're treating them closer to the Giants than you are the Cowboys, then you would want more out of that second half.
And it's less about I want more, and it's I know they're capable of more. 216-474-0092. It's not that yesterday wasn't good. It's that I know that there is more better to come from the offense. We'll look to the Deshaun side of stuff.